Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
If we run all the time, we never pause to hear the voice of the Lord, who gives us the direction we need to know which path to take. Today, some final thoughts about waiting on God and the benefits that arise from hearing Him speak. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer concludes a series on disciplines of the soul, four ways to stay close to God. As Pastor Lutzer teaches about the discipline of silence, he'll explain why, for him, silence is so important.
Silence in the presence of the Lord, I begin to think about this matter that is not under God's sovereignty and control, and this sin that needs to be confessed, and this anxiety that has never really been given over to the Lord. And all these things are revealed in the silence. I cannot hear them in the din of the noise. I can't hear the voice of God with the television set on, or even the radio on, or while reading the newspaper, and sometimes not even by reading my Bible, unless I am silent and say, Lord, come and search me and show me what you find. That's what we do in the silence. Our secret sins. Sometimes also God may give us direction. There are ideas that come to mind if we're seeking leading. It could well be that ideas are put into our minds by God to help us, give us some direction. But even then, we have to be careful. It is much better to say, I believe that the Lord is leading me this way, or I think, because sometimes it is difficult to distinguish our own thoughts and desires from the thoughts and the desires of God. But there in the silence, God can meet us and do a work in our hearts that He could never possibly do just because we're in church. However important that is. So first of all, we wait to listen. Secondly, we wait to rest. It says in Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. It is in silence that we rest. And because we rest in God, we don't have to become a part of the pushes and the pulls and the dynamics of life with all of its distractions. We can live differently. You know, it's almost as if God wanted to give me a sermon illustration yesterday about this. I met with my prayer partners, and after I met with them, I went up to the study and I spent 15 minutes in silence before God. Now, I've been doing this for years, but not every day. I do it a couple of times a week, just 15 minutes. I just get down and verses of scripture come to me. Maybe a hymn comes to me, but I just simply say, God, this time is for you. This is God's time. All right, so I left the church to go home and feeling as if my soul had been at rest, and I decided to get my car washed. Well, wouldn't you know it, I was car number 9 in the lineup, and the person who was at the head of the line either A, didn't know that he needed a ticket, B, had a ticket but didn't know how to punch the machine, C, had nothing to do all day and wanted to make sure that the rest of us also had nothing to do all day. You know, I mean, that's what, you know, you have all of these thoughts going through your mind, and you're just waiting and you're waiting. Now remember, I had spent 15 minutes of silence in God's presence. I had a choice to make. What do I do in a situation like this? Do I sit on the horn like the man behind me was doing? I mean, that was one option. Do I just fret and say, well, you know, this is the way life is. I've got so much to do, and here I sit as if I have nothing better to do on a Saturday afternoon than to sit here. There's another alternative. To simply say, Father, I want to thank you for this additional time of silence before God. You know, I sometimes have gotten early to places where you're waiting and you have an extra 10 minutes. What do? Grab a magazine, look at this, do this, fret. No. What you simply do is to say, Father, I'm here early, so this time is your time. your time. And even in the midst of noise, you can communicate with God. But I don't think that you can do that until you have learned the value of silence in the solitary place. And Jesus is the one here who instructs us, is he not? The Bible says that he would get up early, even before the sunrise, and he would go to a solitary place and be there alone. Why? Because we're to live out life from the center. And when we live out life from the center and we are quiet before the Lord and we rest in the Lord and we are silent before God, we can handle all of these other things because our souls can be at rest. Our souls have the opportunity finally of being able to catch up with our bodies. And together there's that sense of wholeness and that sense of peace and that sense of tranquility because we've been in the presence of God. Why silence before God? First of all, we are silent to listen. We are silent to rest. We are silent to worship. I've already said that these are some of the most special times of worship that we can have in God's presence. I can't worship if I'm distracted. If I've got this going on and that going on and this anxiety and this matter that hasn't been taken care of, what I'm asking us to do today is to say, can we compose our souls in such a way that we can worship in quietness and in solitude? The Bible says that David sat before the Lord. I love that. What he was doing is saying, God, these moments are for you. These moments are to enjoy your presence, just you and me. And I'm sitting here before the Lord in silence. I don't think he was reading a newspaper. He didn't have the television set on. It was just him and God. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, if all of us do that, you know, when we come together to worship, imagine the different worship experience. This message has to be tied with the preceding one that I preached on worship. As you know, this is a series titled The Disciplines of the Soul. There was a mother who always, whenever she took her little child or little girl to church, said, now you have to be quiet because this is God's house. She said, you have to be quiet because this is God's house. One day the little girl looked up and he said, well, mommy, why is he never home? I trust that here at Moody Church, when people come in here, they'll say that this is God's house and he's at home. We've been silent, now we can sing. We've paused, now we can praise. Now, I want you to look at the text. Because what I'm asking you for, and here now we come to the transforming part of all this, because so far this is words, unless we do it. You'll notice in Psalm 62, David begins, he says in verse 1, my soul waits in silence for God only. He's describing what happens. But by the time he gets to verse 5, he's talking to his soul and bringing his soul into line. He says, my soul, wait in silence for God only. He's speaking to his soul and saying, soul, you're going to be silent. Now, he wasn't schizophrenic. But what he realized was that he had to take control over his soul. I already mentioned that if we follow our souls just wherever they lead, if we just take everything that comes into our mind, and then we'll never worship, we'll never focus, we'll never be at rest, because our souls are those wandering spirits that we talked about. And so David says, soul, you be silent before God only. Here's what I'm asking you to do. Begin with about 10 minutes. You say, well, does this 10 minutes have to be added on to the prayers that you taught us to pray and the meditation? I can't answer that for you. Every person has to answer that question for his or herself. But I do need to say, take out 10 minutes. 10 minutes when you simply say, this is for God. Perhaps take a verse of scripture, the words of a song, and come into God's presence and say, God, this is for you. Now, my mind and my heart has to be focused on the Lord, and I want to be perfectly still before you. You don't empty your mind like transcendental meditation. which leads oftentimes to demonic experiences. That's not what we're doing. We have our minds focused on Scripture. We have our minds focused on God, but we don't come to pray. We don't come to speak. We don't come with an agenda. We simply say, God, I'm here. God, I'm here. And we wait before the Lord in silent meditation. What sins have I committed that I've not received forgiveness for? What anxieties are there within my soul that have not been laid to rest? Reveal all that to me. And what you will discover is in the presence of God, you will be renewed, you'll be re-strengthened, you'll be recharged. And you'll not only be able to go into your closet and close the door, as Jesus said that we should, but you'll also be able to close all of the distractions of the world. And I need to tell you that there are times when I need to simply do this because of the hassles of life, and you come away saying, I've connected with God, and my strength is renewed. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Life lived out from the center, worshiping God. You'll notice that David, in his distress, discovered that God met him. And you know the end of the story. Absalom was put to death. David was restored to the city of Jerusalem, and God was with him the whole way. My soul, be silent only before God. My expectation is from him. Cleland McCaffey wrote, there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold those who wait before thee near to the heart of God. The Christian life can only grow in solitude. And my friend, at the same time, it's very important for us to continue to learn about how to have our devotions, prayer, issues regarding money, issues also regarding the assurance of our salvation. For a gift of any amount, we're making available for you a book written by Dr. Sweeting. We think it will be a great resource to help you in the Christian life, even as you are attracted to solitude. Well, as I've mentioned, for a gift of any amount, it can be yours.
Pastor Erwin Lutzer has concluded The Discipline of Silence, the last of four messages on disciplines of the soul. It happens again and again. A child at death's door. Urgent prayer. The child dies anyway. Where was God? Many simply give up and stop praying, questioning God's promises, his intentions, or even his character. If your prayers seem to bounce off the ceiling, you need to listen next time. We're beginning a powerful series on the triumph of unanswered prayer. Don't miss it. The new year is a time for beginnings. We'd like you to have a book by George Sweeting on how to begin the Christian life. It tells new believers how to follow Jesus. This book is yours as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For details, call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.